The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Kristen, don't spit into your microphone.
If you're the front row of our show, live show,
sorry. Yeah.
You're not going to get COVID, but you might get something else.
Yeah.
Because I spray like it's between my Invisalign and my lisp. Sorry.
I haven't been checked for all the stuff.
Thank you for joining us on our podcast.
Hashtag
iMomSoHard.
You can find us on socials. You can find us anywhere that, you know, podcast or listen to, just like you found us here.
You can find us again. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter.
MySpace.
When did I say that? MySpace, but I hopefully took that down because it was a real booby picture. It was the only time I ever used a booby picture in anything was my Facebook or my MySpace thing.
What? Yeah. Oh.
And by booby picture, I mean a V-neck.
Oh, wow. That's real risque, Kristen.
This is the most booby thing I've ever worn, and it's under a man's shirt.
I can't even look you in the eye right now. Looking at those tatas.
Well, you know.
So impressive, you guys.
The last thing I got going.
While we're podcasting and...
Make sure to rate and review. Evidently, the people that keep this podcast afloat...
There are people telling us to say that.
And make sure that you rate and review. And if you can make it nice, that would be helpful. Like, don't listen to us and be like, you know what? I don't like them, so I'm going to go say it.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
It's just going to happen,
and let's be honest.
But I can't change my attitude or my voice.
Some people suck, and sometimes it's us.
And sometimes it's us. You know what? I know how the world works.
Yeah. I'm learning how the world... Well, also, I want to say this, though. Come to our live show. Go to imomsohard.com and get tickets. It's a good time. We're meeting all these fans who... met us from the podcast. They heard about us from the podcast.
It's such a fun show. If you don't know what it is, basically it's a two-person stand-up show, and we also add some elements that are not in your average stand-up show that make it even cooler. So we talk about stuff that is really about being women and being moms, but it's also like, let's talk about hot guys and make it a big party. So hopefully...
Yeah, it's a good time.
All we want to do is make you laugh kind of until you can't breathe. And so far, we've heard that that's what's happening.
We want to hurt some part of your body with our
your
comedy.
Your abdominals.
So it's your stomach. If it's your face.
It's your vagina.
Whatever it is that hurts.
If you get a little loose and you and your husband roll around and get pregnant,
we just want to know about it. Yeah.
We want to know about it.
FaceTime us while it's happening.
FaceTime us. Yeah. We're just there to help.
Yeah.
We're there for the assist.
We'll cheer everybody on.
We'll be like...
And if you want, we can give notes, but...
I could.
We can rate and review also.
We can rate and review the experience.
That can go two ways, just so everybody's aware
of it. Just that we know how the world works.
Speaking of disgusting things that you can use your smart device to view. Okay.
Oh.
There's this whole thing in our house right now that is going on with iPads and stuff. Okay, number one, it is that my son has just turned 9, so he's like, want a phone. And I'm like, absolutely, you are not. It will be a long time. You can give me your opinions, but I'm listening to the professionals. I'll get them a walkie-talkie, but I can't. Because here's what's happening. Both the kids have an iPad, and I have all the settings on there because we are trying to do it smartly. Now, the only setting we don't have is the one that says turn it off at some point.
The best way to monitor that is to turn it off, but we're not heroes.
No, and can I tell you, one of the other problems with it is when I say you've been on your screen too long is my son will say,
Lily
you've
pad.
Been on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
And I try to explain to him, like,
I'm answering emails.
I
know, but it's tricky.
It's true because he will catch me on my phone when I'm just looking at shoes or something like that. You know,
he needs to mind his business.
Absolutely,
you're a grown ass adult. Guess what? That iPad is gone. That iPad
is
gone.
Sell it for shoe money.
But you're not because you need him to be on it.
I need him to look at
shoes. It's 100% true.
So I do. Aside from like the limiting time, which. I bet that conversation comes up so many times because we feel better as parents. Just how long they're on it. And it doesn't, like, it's not just, like, games. Here's the thing I'm glad about. He doesn't game that much. He's not gaming that much anymore. That is, like, taking a nosedive. But he's doing stuff that makes it harder for me to tell him to get off of it because when people said, like, do you remember when our kids were young, people were like, don't let him play with technology, no screen time, whatever.
Yeah, because it'll hurt their brains. And I'm like, or does it prepare them for the world ahead? Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm positive that like 100 years ago, they were like, don't let him drive cars. Yeah. That's a passing fad. That's
going to go away.
They don't need to, like, don't teach them to use computers. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I think it's all in moderation, but I totally get why it's hard, because I just said this on a Twitter. That's not how you say it.
I said it on the Twitter. Yeah.
That Finn got in trouble, and so we took away all screens, all games, all of it for a week.
Because you're trying to torture yourself.
And it was torture for me.
Yeah.
I was like, it was an indicator, A, how much I need it just so I have a break. B, that it is his relaxing time, which I can't say that's how I relax. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not doing a crossword puzzle. I'm putting on the TV and watching a rerun of Golden Girls. And I'm sorry if that's not, I know that I could be a better human, but it really does relax me. I think it relaxes Finn. I think it relaxes Eleanor. But the thing is like, when we took it away, two things happened. I realized that it was really hard without it. And B, that Finn ended up being better for it.
Yes.
He got better on his piano. He figured out how to do a Rubik's Cube. And at one point, he was doing a Rubik's Cube. And I was like, put down the Rubik's Cube and listen to me. So it doesn't really matter what it is.
They're going to ignore you.
They're going to ignore you no matter what.
Yeah.
So you just have to question yourself as to what it is they're on and if you have a problem with that. Because whatever it is, if it's you, they're bothered.
Well, here's the thing I'm running into right now is Delilah, different issue and deep issue that I have to get into too. But with Dash, I will say, what are you watching right now? And he's like, a video on how the universe got made. And I'm like, okay, that seems fine. Or I'll say, are you still playing that game? He's like, no, now I'm coding the game so that I'm making it more. And
I know, but I do think like it's all fine and good, but I think it's the number of hours they're on it. And if it's like, I don't care what they're playing. Finn will try to tell me that too. Well, I'm watching a thing about the Declaration of Independence. I'm like, no, I don't care. You're getting it from a screen. Get up and like go fold some blankets. You don't need to educate yourself. You need to help with housework.
I do make my son get up and do physical activities. He does not know how to fold a blanket at 9 years old. It's really shocking. And
nobody's doing a good job, but I make him do it.
Letters, you guys, because I get there's many notes that I can take.
I'm the first person that will say that I can see benefit. Everybody's going to be in the camp of iPads are bad, video games are bad, this is bad. And I'm like, if it was bad, we wouldn't all be using them, right? There are some benefits. There is some education. There is some downtime. There's some relaxation. As a teacher, when I was teaching at Olympic, which is a school designed for kids who got in trouble and got kicked out, one of my biggest like the number of kids that I had were gamers. And their problem was, it wasn't that they were gaming, it's for how many hours they were gaming, and that there is an addictive quality to gaming. And so, like, for instance, like Call of Duty was really big that year. And so I had kids who would literally go home from school and game until the next morning.
Yeah.
And they would come in and they couldn't, they couldn't form sentences. Ooh. They couldn't memorize. They literally
also didn't sleep.
They didn't sleep. They didn't eat. Their skin was gray. They had bad social skills. Like, they reverted so back into a bad place because of overconsumption.
Yes.
But by the way, if they were doing the Rubik's Cube from that time of day till the next day, they would be feeling the same way. It's fatigue of the brain using the same muscle over and over.
Basic deprivation of necessary.
Exactly. And when I was teaching, we had to learn, there was this class and they came in, they were like, here's the effects of gaming. Obviously, if the game is really violent, it's not good.
Yeah.
Period. Use common sense. They're blowing off people's brains. Your kid doesn't need to see that. If they're a working adult and they want to see that, that's on them. You've done your job. But as a kid, like, blowing up people and it being too violent does affect them in a negative way. But the research doesn't really support it as much as everybody wishes it did, because they're kind of like, there is a suspension of disbelief because it's animated. But some of this animation is so good that you're like, oof, like blood squirting out. And we're just like, it's not our thing. So we're like horrified.
Well, that's one of the, Dash is very into animating and he does get on the I worry about his eyes, though. I feel like that's a bigger issue to do, is that it's going to like hurt his eyes. We got the blue blocking, whatever. But so Delilah, here's part two of what is stressing me out about this. And I could throw both of the iPads out and we could live on a prairie. I don't know. No, I can't throw them out. I can't throw them out. Okay. No. But here's what happened.
You paid too much for those suckers. I'm
very honest with the kids. And like, I had this conversation. I reiterated it with Delilah in the car yesterday. I said, I read a study about how SpongeBob SquarePants was so quick and changed so quickly that kids, their attention spans were shorter after watching episodes of SpongeBob.
It's true.
So we never let them watch that. Plus, a lot of the
I think the content of SpongeBob, we are not SpongeBob people either.
They kind
of
say butt and
it's
fart.
It's a little bit, there's a lot in there. And I think there's some imagery that I'm like, we're not into that. But I can feel that about some of the Nickelodeon shows where all of the kids are snotty and the parents are getting crapped on. I'm like, we're not doing that either. Like,
no,
our hard line is like,
with the bad guy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my daughter has literally seen Community from episode one all the way through probably four times and is obsessed with Ken Jeong. I am not a perfect mother. I will say Finn, we were lucky with Finn with video games because it gives him a little bit of vertigo. So he gets a little bit dizzy and he doesn't like how that feels. Yeah. So it really came out this year. And it was, again, the argument I would make, the positive part is it was a social thing. When we were in the pandemic, they would do FaceTime and play with each other. Recently, Dashiell, Finn, and a couple friends get on there and do like a, you know, four square, like Brady Bunch style.
Yeah.
They video can game talk, accession, yeah. That quite honestly, I'm envious of. Because we did trivia and that was fun, but it's a little slow. And I wish we were playing a video game.
Yeah. Do both at the same time.
I love
You're
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time.
Oh, gosh. My husband plays that with the kids.
I think
they
it's
really
so
like
fun.
It.
I think some of these video games are really beautiful and really fun. And even teachers will support that some of it is positive.
I checked with the kids' teachers on Minecraft and Among Us and Roblox. And so those are really the only ones that they play. And the ones that are interactive with other people, they have to have met that person in real life in order to play a game with them. Because I'm going to save this story for later because it's super horrifying that I just heard.
Yeah, yeah.
But Delilah gets on. She likes YouTube. She likes
life hacks.
She loves that stuff. She gets on kids' YouTube, which is supposed to be like – curated and
it's
like,
not though.
Oh no, because you know what she saw this week?
Oh no.
I don't know why this upsets me so much, but it upsets me because she showed it to me and she wasn't sure what was wrong with it. And I can't even tell you exactly what's wrong with it, but I am calling Mr. YouTube Kids and I am going to bring
what
the hammer down. Some guy cooking small animal brains.
Oh no.
In a fucking skillet.
No.
And making
absolutely
recipes out of them.
What in the actual hell? How many followers does he have? That's upsetting.
I know.
That's disgusting. Is that really? Because that's what you say pig brains in Nebraska.
He's cooking animal brains. I go, no, he's not. And I looked at it, not sure shit he was. And I was furious.
That's
I was
disgusting.
Like, how did you get this in here? And I tell them too. I go, you can't trust what it is. Like now Delilah can read, so she can read the titles of things, which helps a little bit. But I know when she was young and people said, oh, that wasn't a thing that happened. The Peppa Pig with the no teeth thing. I know she saw that because I remember her telling me it, and there's no way she knew it. There was this thing where like people said it was like an urban legend, but there was this somebody hacked like YouTube Kids, and you thought you were watching a Peppa Pig video, but it was one of those scary faces. It was like all the teeth had been. Yeah.
Oh,
she told me about it.
There was a true crime murder that was based on that guy.
Slenderman.
Was it called
Slenderman?
Slenderman.
It was she didn't just have carte blanche to watch whatever she wanted. It was like she was literally sitting next to me while I was doing something else, and she's telling me what it was.
Terrifying.
Super terrifying.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I'm sure you parents, you know this, but your kid is not, for me, my biggest fear is that my kid will Google something and it's meant to be one thing and it comes up something else. Like eggplant. Maybe he wants to make eggplant Parmesan and he puts in eggplant.
That's every time my husband sends me one, then I make eggplant Parmesan.
Right. I think that's a different thing that he's saying, but what? I'm just like, well, I think he's saying, what's check out saying? My wiener.
Oh.
Eggplant is a wiener.
He wants wiener Parmesan.
He wants wiener Parmesan, yep.
Okay.
So listen, there's a guy on YouTube Kids
that can probably tell you how to make that.
If my husband sent me an eggplant, it would be like, hey, can we have eggplant Parmesan?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Fear factor of all of it is that your kid will see something that you can't monitor get to fast enough. And with the internet and with YouTube, they're faster than us.
Yes, so much faster.
Like, listen, we live in LA, man.
The bell's been rung.
Yeah, the freaking billboards are enough.
God.
We're like, if I can't get in front of a billboard where I'm driving up and I can see like boobies or a giant eyeball with a knife in it, I'm not going to get in front of lightning speed internet.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the thing that scares me is less Google and more YouTube, because whatever you put up in that search engine is one square, and then there's like eight other squares with a really scary image on the front. And not only that,
the thumbnails are terrible.
And I think controlling thumbnails on Netflix and controlling thumbnails on YouTube is like, we need to be gaming that out, because kids, like the imagery, you're right. We're doing this thing where we have this quick, fast intake of information, and it absolutely does sort of accelerate like an ADHD brain.
Yeah.
So what we do is we're like, oh, Why would I concentrate for 3 minutes when I can concentrate for 1 minute?
Right.
Why would I concentrate for 1 minute when I can concentrate for 30 seconds? And so we're taking in information so fast, and TikTok, I mean, it's the fastest of them all.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm bored. And then good luck sticking to a 3 minute video. Although I do tell myself to do that because I think it's a good measure of seeing it through, and the pace of it needs to slow down in order for my brain to take it all in.
Well, I think some of those TikTok videos honestly have a gazillion views because I have to watch them like 4 or 5 times to like, and then sometimes I do this. I'm like, wait, what's funny about this? Hold on. I need to watch it again. Okay. So missed it that time. And then I watched it 6 times. And I'm like, it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
It just
that guy got all my views for no reason
stupid.
At all. Like,
yeah.
what's everybody looking at? Dating advice?
Yeah. No.
I'm going to punch
put
him in the face.
Put a shirt on.
Yeah.
Don't put a shirt on,
If you're a thirst trap, I'm going to watch it.
No, but my kids aren't on TikTok, so don't wear any clothes. I don't care.
I absolutely forbid my kids to see TikTok because it is the black hole of the internet because you can so quickly, even on our algorithm, which I'm on all the time, doesn't matter. But like, sorry, this is really dark, but like somehow our algorithm got messed up and there was a lot of recipes for the air fryer. There was a few workout videos, a couple dance videos, and then a woman holding her passed away baby. And I was like, I don't want my kids to see that because the shocking nature of it, it's not just boobies and blood and it is, even some of the like, sometimes they'll post 911 videos or 911 calls on TikTok.
Yeah.
The voices are so terrifying. We are trying to stand in front of that. And iPads, thank you. What's your butt with the black turtleneck?
Steve Jobs makes
it very intimate. So they can, remember when our TVs were? They were consoles.
Here's what I find. I'm going to say something groundbreaking.
Okay, go.
The internet is lies, you guys. There's so much that's lies on the internet because, like...
Except our 250 million views on swimsuits. That's not lies. That's really
yeah, unfortunately. Everyone. But, yeah. And we used a long lens on it. We didn't, actually.
No, we didn't.
That one was too
much
truthful.
Talking about selling NFTs, if anybody wants to buy that raw footage.
Whoo!
Billionaires.
So I notice that, like, there are sick people, and I try to explain this to my kids, that will say, i.e., here is a Peppa Pig video, and then put something that is
scary.
Sick or scary or whatever. And
by the way,
to them, that's funny. Or
you get hit by a bus, if I can just
say I'll hit
say
you
it.
With the fucking bus,
I'm
man.
I'm going to come at you. Who the fuck does
you
that
put
stuff?
Kids, crazy, messed up people who have access to the internet, and they're bored. I don't know. It's like...
Oh.
So here's a thing that I just heard yesterday while I was at the park that a girl, this is how close it felt to my home and why it actually really freaked me out, was there is a girl that Dash used to go to school with. She moved to a different school and they used to play Roblox together. He was really excited because they had played again. And I was like, oh, that's great. You guys connected. And so the mom I was talking to goes, oh, I had heard she wasn't allowed to be on there anymore because she clicked on a link that somebody posted like in their chat and it showed an old man naked.
No.
It was some kind of fit. She is 8.
Oh, God.
And she's obviously horrified and scared. Now, number one, my husband would be like, I need a hacker. I'm looking for someone with a special set of skills because I will find you, old man, and I will...
I mean,
kill you.
Fair.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
dirty bastard.
Yeah.
You dirty, dirty bastard.
Yeah, but I'm like, what if Dash would have been on with her
I know.
When that happened? Because he's not clicking on people he doesn't know, but she accidentally did. She's 8.
Yeah.
Like, not following the rules when you're 8 should not be that detrimental.
I agree.
It is like,
the fallout is
it's
very
running
insane.
Out into traffic sometimes.
It really is. And it's not just a neighborhood street. It's the freeway.
Yes.
And you're trying to dodge. You're trying
and
to get
And some people are trying to hit you.
Trying to
They're
hit
not
you.
Trying to avoid hitting you. They're trying to hit you. And I can't manage it all.
But I know.
I know they have to be on.
And you know what? Like, listen, there's a reason why the crime services like the FBI and all of those, they're like, we're behind. We can't keep up.
I know.
And how are we as parents? Like, I can barely email. Like, I don't know. I just am trying to establish trust with my kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, especially Finn, because Finn does like YouTube. Here's where I see the influence of YouTube. And the irony is, yes, we're on YouTube. And yes, I don't want my kids to watch our videos because it is not for them.
It's not for them.
And you know what? They don't need to be able to say their side of the story because that is not what we do.
Yeah. You know what? So you get old enough.
I will help you start. Oh, my mom's were the my mom so hard. I'm going to start my own channel called Shit I Gotta Say Against That. Like, I got revisionist history so hard.
And guess what? It'll get a gazillion views because the less thought you put into it, the more
better it does. The more better. My mom would slap me if she heard me say it.
Well, that's going to do well, though. That'll get a lot of views, Kristen.
Finn is somebody who, like, right now he's 11. So obviously there's things happening. He's curious about stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I recognize that at my age, or when I was 11, my friends were probably like, hey, let's look at this Playboy. And I was like, okay, that seems like a fun thing to do. Why do you have one? Oh, it's your dad's from the downstairs basement. So
their bathroom.
But just like you said, it's like running into a freeway. We were looking at a magazine that did make you feel weird. You knew it was wrong, but it wasn't quite as intense as if you saw a video or if you saw like an old man or something that makes you, that's trauma, man. And so what I try to tell Finn is, I'm like, we trust you. We give you some independence with the internet and with YouTube so that you can watch the videos you like, but just know, A, if we ever find anything that's inappropriate, it's over. And I keep telling him that the internet can go away because it's not very popular, but he knows that's not true. It doesn't matter. Shut up.
Like cars.
Cars. Go away. Cars are going to go away, you guys. It's a fad. It's a passing fad. This interwebs is bullshit. We're going to go back to post-its.
I'm never going to learn them because I don't need to.
I'm not going to learn the interwebs. I'm going to learn.
I've gotten this far in life without them. I won't.
You know what would be fun? Morse code. We should go back to Morse code. A lot of beeping. Keeps you awake. Crossword puzzles. Those are fun.
I just finally mastered the fax machine.
Let's get the facsimile back. Those were a good time. You could put something on your wall after.
My kids asked me what a fax machine was the other day, and I was like,
totally. Finn did too. He's like,
it's like two copiers that talk together. I don't know.
Yeah, a Walkman with headphones the big thing. He's like, what does that have in there? I'm like, dreams and memories and goodness, you don't even know how
inspiration
great a tape
to roller
is.
Skate.
The instinct to know when to stop the tape and it's the next song because then it would get and you're like, oh no, it's eating it.
Yep,
it's eating it. Oh, I'm out of batteries.
Fix this.
Yep. Those were the good
look at Casey's like, oh, these old
Casey's, these old
I don't
ladies,
even know what that
these
is
old broads.
Let me tell you about 8-tracks.
Eight tracks were great, records even better, and we're all into those again because those aren't going away, but the internet is. So I tell Finn, hey, we're going to give you some, we trust you. We're going to give you some independence with this. We want you to make smart decisions. Just know. And I try to speak bluntly as I can because I don't want there to be any shades of gray. I'm like, if you search something on the internet, it will show it to you. And it does not care that you're a kid.
Yeah.
And as a kid, your brain cannot handle it. And you will have damage. You will have brain damage from seeing. Wow. Also, unfair expectations. And that is not how you want to start the world.
Shit, man. So, but I do know what happened to some people now. I have an
understanding of a couple of my friends where I'm like, you've never been the same.
I can't believe how on board I was for all of that. And I was like, I'm learning something until you hit the tail end. And
I'm right. That's what I told him. He's going to get brain damage. It literally, trauma is brain damage. You're going to F up your, I don't say that. I'm going to say you're going to mess up your pathways in your brain.
Yeah.
You're going to brain damage.
I do definitely tell my kids, like, it will decrease your intelligence. Like,
totally.
You're not going to go on an upward trajectory if you watch garbage. You're just going to get more into garbage. That's all.
Yeah. And it breaks your heart as a parent. You're like, I don't want my kid to see something because it takes the gloss and the love of this little short childhood you have away.
That's the thing that does break my heart is I genuinely don't believe my kids go looking to find bad stuff.
No, but bad stuff will find them on this hellscape called the internet.
And it's especially when it's like supposed to be a safe place like YouTube Kids. I get like insanely angry about it. Well, Dash has like a YouTube page. He had multiple YouTube pages.
Yeah, Finn told
me. They all have different. Some are for gaming. Some are for Minecraft. Some are for animating. And some
Finn told me, he goes, Dash was really up. How did he say it? Yeah, Dashiell's really up in his number of YouTube channels. I go,
what? Channels?
Yeah. I go, what? And then I remembered you had told me, and I was like, okay, so Jen knows. Because I'm always going to tattle. Oh, like 100%. For sure.
You better believe
I'm
I
looking
will
at
too.
The comments. Yep. I can't.
We turned off comments because somebody posted a link in his comments that was to a topless woman, which luckily he was young enough that he was like, I guess she's breastfeeding or something. Like, wasn't that? But I'm still like, come on.
Yeah, gross.
No, just, I will find you. I will kill you.
He's like, I'm going to punch everybody right in the fucking throat when it comes to that stuff. How dare you? I will say, the other issue with YouTube is they fucking love it. And I want to scratch out my eardrums when I hear it on our TV.
Like, would they want to join one of those YouTube families instead of yours?
Yes. I can't, you guys. I
cannot.
This is how I feel so old because...
Change your last name to Jenkins and start making money.
Yeah,
too, by the way.
Guys, okay, so it's so funny because we're in the YouTube space, but we're not like the YouTubers of this generation. Our children do not give a shit about actors. They give a shit about Dude Perfect. They give a shit about Mr. Beast.
We have no trick shots, and so we are of no interest.
We are of no interest. They do not care. This is a new world we're living in. But I swear to God, first of all, there's this one guy. I'm not going to shit talk him because I don't want to know his name, but I am going to shit talk him. He's this irritating, like, dark-haired kid with, like, almost a mustache, so I don't know how old he is, but I'm like, is that even Peach Fuzz, or is that me on a Thursday when I forgot to wax? This guy that Finn was watching was like, hey, I'm going to make an obstacle course in my house. And then we're going to make an obstacle course and go through it. And by the way, very uninspired obstacle course. I was not that impressed.
Yeah.
But the guy's
house
was...
You're good at obstacle courses.
Yes, but I was like, this is nothing. Dude Perfect is so much better than this. But he had all this money, literal money, and he spread it out. And it was hundreds and hundreds of dollars of money. And he's like, I'm going to go buy the new Yeezys. I'm going to get the Gucci shoes or something. And I was like, I think I'm just as concerned about this as I am about boobs.
Congratulations, sir. You just caused brain damage.
I'm going to let you know something. You can Google Gucci shoes and you'll see the price tag, Finn, and then you'll get brain damage because you'll see how much they cost and you're not having those until you are an MD.
Yes, you won't make it to medical school if you keep watching this.
I'm always like, I mean, get off the YouTube, watch something narrative. Get off the YouTube.
They're just like, please, for the love of God, drop the. Just call it YouTube, please.
No way. They're like, Mom, it's what we watch. Eleanor's upstairs, like, this girl's like, I can't even go that high. You know, my voice doesn't go high. She's like, let's do life hacks. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's something to this. Nope.
Darn hard, though. Delilah has no YouTube channel. She will never, now that I've learned my lesson with Dash, but she will get on. She'll like record herself and go, hey guys, it's just me coming back from swim lessons. I'm in the car with my mom and my brother. And it's like,
it's actually a pretty good channel. Totally. I'm kind of into it.
I mean, it's way better content than most of them are, but I'm like, where did you learn to talk this way? From YouTube.
So I know.
It's a whole vernacular.
Finn does it as a side bit, as a like, you know, like he'll throw a bit. He'll be like, I'll say something like, hey, Finny. Like, you know, I'm being cute or something. I'm like, hey, Finny, want to cuddle up on the couch with me? And he'll be like, rate, review, and subscribe below. Like, and I'm like, I don't have to talk to YouTube space. How dare you? Do you think I'd get followers? Don't worry about it. I have followers. You don't even know. Like, the YouTube of it all is just this thing that I feel like we've just started with.
Well, there's this magic show that's really great, though. But
there is so much that's great.
Like, you can do a lot with editing. So, I mean, go to the Magic Castle if you want to really get your socks blown off. Because
here's what I say. Pitch me an idea before I say green light. I'm not doing – no way. Like, I need to know what – we're not doing YouTube channels. But if my kids came to me and said, I have this idea, I'd be like, fine, I'm taking 40%.
That's why – Dash is writing scripts and he's casting them. He has cast your son to voice over one of his scripts.
Fine.
Yeah.
But that's different. I feel like there's something creative about that. We're talking about
just watching video after video after video.
It is such a cesspool. Yeah. It is TikTok. We just can understand TikTok because it's an easy idea to conceive, is like you just flip through those videos as much as you want to. YouTube is the same. It's not like, you know, you
call it YouTube. I know what you're going to.
Oh, man.
That's a weird Speaking fetish. Of, but it makes sense now because.
Listen, you get on your hairy TikTok. Lady.
You're a hairy lady and you like a hairy man.
You know what?
Man.
I didn't know what a sugar waxing was, but I did once I watched TikTok. You put that on there.
You know YouPube's a channel, right? You know that, right? It's got to be.
If YouPube isn't a channel,
don't
we're
steal our idea.
Don't you? How dare you? Don't you take that name from me?
Casey, get on GoDaddy
right
now.
Get on GoDaddy.
Secure that.
Get YouPube. That's
for men who like a hairy lady.
For men who
YouPube.com.
Hey, listen, I can understand e-commerce.
Spellers. Where's it at on the keyboard? I don't want kids going to it, man.
Right. What is that close to? Like YouPube. You don't want kids to YouTube.
I know what
we're YouTube.
Yeah, they'll spell it wrong. We'll call it the YouPube.
Call it the YouPube, and so then everyone over 45 will be there. It's too terrifying.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that everybody needs to be having because, like, don't think for a second there isn't, like, people. I mean, it feels like the boogeyman is what we're saying. But I do think we all have to remember, like, information can come in many ways, shapes, and forms that are damaging that aren't just boobs and butts and sex. It can be tone. It can be, like, money stuff. It can be.
It's my gross. Son just, yeah.
You guys, I'm so embarrassed. I don't even know. You know I... Okay, so Finn has a friend named Owen. I'm just going to throw them both under the bus.
Oh, God.
And Owen's mom listens. And so this is for you, Arit.
Just
she
so
sent
you know.
Me a text that said, Finn and Owen would like to start a lemonade stand. And okay. I thought, that's so nice. That's like
that's
getting out there, hustling with the people. Maybe it starts a business. Who knows? Like a food truck. You never know. And then she was like... They want to use the money they made on the lemonade stand to buy Yeezy slides. And everything inside of me died in one moment.
Hmm.
First of all, for 1 million reasons. This leaves me open to... So please don't think my son is a bad person.
I don't think
this
anybody...
This is disgusting that he wants Yeezy slides. They're also so tacky and so gross looking.
By the way, you can probably find...
Don't go into YouTube and say you can find a discount code.
No, I was going to say you can find some weird guy cooking with Yeezy slides.
Yeah, you can have cooking brains with Yeezy slides.
I know, that's don't worry, just because he wants a pair of Yeezys, he's a sucker for marketing.
I know, we
all
are.
I almost got some for my husband.
But
I
think some of that impression comes from YouTube where these guys are like,
yes,
I've made, like they give away these big giant gifts.
They're influencers.
They're like, hey, I'm going to invite a bunch of people to paint on Lamborghinis. And if you can stay awake the longest, you get to keep the Lamborghini. That's gross.
Well, I wouldn't get the Lamborghini. I'd fall asleep.
I fell asleep because I think there's no headroom in a Lamborghini. It's a very impractical vehicle, but I would
get in one
it.
And I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah,
I can tell you that much.
It is too fancy for me. But if you were giving away a Honda Civic EX Coupe with a spoiler, I would stay awake for like 28 days.
Well,
that
doors.
The resale on that is... Alone.
I'd take doors like that on a Tesla. They're like, whoop, those feel a little
no
bit
way
fun.
Impractical. Can't. What are you gonna do with that? Go to Trader Joe's, park next to it, and can't get in, can't get out. No thanks. Stupid.
Good point. Yeah.
Dumb.
Now
you don't
with
need
the parking, not at a Trader Joe's. You're just a bunch of idiot people stuck in your Teslas
yeah,
at Trader Joe's,
dumb
right?
Asses. You can't. I'm gonna get out of my RAV4 and enjoy
too
it.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget you.
One
they,
guy in a Celica
you know what?
Crawled
we need
out
to start a
trunk.
YouTube channel called Sensible. And
a couple of old cackly
couple
bitches.
Couple cackly bitches. I think we have it. I think it's called I Mom So
Nailed
Hurt.
It.
Be careful out there, you guys. Send us your best. Let us know what we
oh,
can
yeah.
do to prevent
well,
all the weird online stuff. And let's start a group where we go beat the shit out of pervy guys that are showing our kids their bits.
Oh, my God. You kidding me? Absolutely. I want to. And that's, I know that all of us out there, because we always joke about how nobody wants to be that chick that leaves their kids in the car while she goes into the casino. Like,
right.
Everybody's like, come on, let's like, we're so scared of being lumped in with the bad parents, you know?
We're
and
not
all
bad
of
parents.
Us are making mistakes on the internet because something's new every day. And so, like,
also because something is new every day.
Literally.
How are we supposed to keep in front of it?
Literally, it's new every day. And I thought I was being so smart because they have to have the sound turned up. Yes, it annoys me, but I want to know if there's
no, that's
bad
fair.
Words. I want to know
good.
What's on there.
Way.
I thought I had my bases covered, and I don't.
I don't either.
I totally missed the Monkey Brains video.
I don't either. I just need to know how to get my son to not want extravagant slides and use his his profits for good. I've told him he'll get brain damage. I used medical support. I think that's our podcast. Oh, wait.
No.
Oh, no.
You have hot flash.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, we've been talking this fast because.
Speaking of great ways to spend your time, we would like to.
God, the irony that this is now what we're going to talk about.
I know.
We just talked about a heavy hitting subject, and now.
You're going to see the irony in multiple directions on this one, but we have a hot flash.
Oh, God. What I'm doing is just giving attention to where attention is due. Have I ever looked worse?
I don't know.
How do glasses bring out your double chin more?
Kristen put on a sexy pair of Harry Carey glasses to talk about hot guys.
They are Harry Carey glasses, you dick. Yeah. Okay, listen.
Hey, Austin Powers, tell us about this hot new Instagram.
Shut up. Okay, any more? Any more that you have?
I'll come up with some. Okay,
so we are going to talk about this Instagram thing called Hot Dudes Reading, and bravo for being a genius person.
Is it Dick Van Dyke? Is it? Hold on, I'm still looking at Kristen's huge black Franklin. It's My Three Sons, I think. Is it?
Shut up. They were $3. Okay. 1.2 million followers on Ooh. Hot Guys Reading, and I'm just seeing it today. And I would just like to say thank you. And
subscribe.
I'm sorry. Follow is what I meant.
Thank you.
Follow for more. Let me just tell you what this is. Now, this is just a literal Instagram of hot guys reading. And you think to yourself, well, what does that mean? Well, go there. And then when you love make yourself later, you can thank us.
You need to see it to understand it. It's not one of you need to research this. And because I didn't think it was going to be interesting until I
saw it. First one we're looking at, we'll describe it for you. Just a hot guy reading on the train.
Is that Ryan Reynolds?
It kind of looks like Ryan Reynolds. He's got a beanie on and he's reading a book. Oh my God. And I think I know the book. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's not only that he's reading a book. It's what book he's reading, you guys. It's the fact that it's a book and not his phone. It's such a turn on. Is that where we're at in the media space, in the time and space we are? Like, just the fact that he's not on his phone also gives him hot cred.
Yeah,
my God.
Look, listen to what we're saying, teen boys. He's not on the internet. He's not on YouTube. He's not looking up Yeezys. He's reading
a
book.
Damn book. That's all you have to do.
Look at that one. That's an old one. That could be
that guy
The Tale
just,
of Two Cities. We don't know. Is that Hemingway? It's thick.
Thick. Are you talking about the book?
Right. I don't know. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry.
What are
you talking about? His pants are tight.
I just said it's thick, it's black, and I want to know what it is. I want to get closer to it.
I think it is a tale of two dickies. Here we go. Not so much into that guy. That guy's reading Stephen King and carrying groceries and writing on the subway. Okay,
and he's
done.
Wearing like really tight jogging pants. So.
Done. Look, it doesn't matter. You can have a bad fashion day, but if you're out reading a book, look at us girls. We're like, let's take a picture of him, send him to this.
There's.
What is it about a guy reading and his back muscles show through his shirt? Thank you.
What book is he reading?
I don't care. I don't care if he's sounding out the words.
You know what? I like a guy who tries. That's all any of us are really asking for.
Casey,
right?
Where's that one that you just showed me that was, it's literally the dumbest thing and I would get caught. Okay.
Did you find it?
Yep, I'm going to tell you.
Let me see.
This one is from January 20th of 2021. And I would just like to say hello, sir. Hello. Hello, sir. Find him so attractive?
Clark Kent.
Clark
Is
Kent.
Is that who you're talking about right now?
I'm Clark Kent.
Who's sitting at a Panda Express reading a poetry book.
Are you being a dick? Is it a Panda Express?
I don't know.
It
kind of looks like it. I don't care. But that's not what the focus is.
That is not what the focus is.
He's ripping apart that old Navy V-neck tee.
He is flexing so hard to open the chapter of his book that his biceps are working through his shirt and my vagina is working through my pants. I've never seen this Instagram until today. Neither has Jen.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
How do we describe this person?
There's a military guy. He's got a book between his
legs.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. I'm of service to you.
Is it weird this is the guiltiest I've ever felt about my husband in this?
No, because my husband reads his phone. He used to read books, and now he reads his phone.
My husband does read books. He accidentally got sent a book about Broadway. It wasn't meant for him, and he read it anyway.
Colin does like to read. That's what we're saying. Hot. We like men that like to take in information that isn't porn. Yeah. So when so this guy's reading, and
I'm
he's
not
got his
you
tongue
can't
out
learn
a little
anything
bit
from porn. That might be what is
you
he reading?
You cannot learn anything from porn.
It's literally called hot dudes reading. That's what this is called.
I mean, I literally think
I don't know if they were hot before. They were reading a book, though.
Look,
honestly,
this is a perfect example. That guy is not attractive because he's reading his phone. I think he's just not attractive. But that guy's reading a book, and that guy's attractive. Well done, sir.
All of them seem to have nice hair, though, too. Like a just a
well, look at that guy. Oh God!
All right.
Jen's like, I feel so guilty. Ooh, what's that guy doing? We both perked up when we saw him. Hello,
well,
August.
I said they all have great hair, and then all of a sudden this is good hair. A hair model shows up on the scene.
Jiminy Christmas. Yeah. How much yoga do you do, sir?
It looks like he's on the side of one of those like Floyd's barbershop ads
me.
With the hair.
Here's me in my late products. 20s on a subway with a hot guy like this reading a book. This is one of my husband and I's role plays, by the way, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, God.
Is where I go, hey, what are you reading? And he's like, you can't ask somebody when they're on the train what they're reading. I'm like, I can. Like, hey,
wait,
what are you
reading? Fighting is part of your role play.
Always.
Okay.
Fighting is part of our play.
Okay.
Fighting
okay.
is part of our life.
Do you say farting or fighting? I don't want to know. I'm going to start closing this window down.
It's definitely part of my life. I'm saying
work it into the
his point is like if a
you can't
if some,
sit next to a guy on the subway and fart, Kristen.
You want
to
bet? That's just how depends. I'm like, whoa!
I almost married
There's a lot of people around me. That was rude. Sure, what are you reading now that I've
you
got
wanna
your
get attention? Somebody's attention on a crowded subway? There's one surefire way to do it. Fart on whatever book they're reading.
They'll be like, was that you? Well, yes, it was. What book are you reading?
I thought you'd never ask.
Sorry that I had to rip one to get your attention, but I thought maybe
we
were
going to. I gave you all I had.
I've got these cool glasses, so you know I like to read, and I'm looking at you on Instagram because hot guy's reading. I don't know what my point is. I'm so uncomfortable.
You and your husband did a weird role play.
No, he's like reading a book, and he's like, Colin was telling me when he was on the train, he would be reading a book, and if somebody interrupted reading the book, he would get so like put out. And I was like, oh, calm down until it's like a hot chick. Like if a hot chick interrupts you reading a book, you're totally fine with it. It's like if it's like a 74-year-old dude.
He's reading a book and this woman on the subway is like, excuse me, sir, does this shirt make my tits look big? And he would get furious. He would call for security. He would have her thrown off the subway. You guys, Kristen isn't making any noise right now. I don't know if she's mad at me or what. She's
you're 100% right. Colin would be like,
all I'm trying to do is read a book. Get your tatas out of my face, ma'am. I'm a single man trying to live right.
He's so full of shit. If a woman with moderately sized boobs interrupted him, he'd be like, boobs. Like, he's not that elevated, you guys. He tries to play a good game, but if there's boobs around, he can't focus. So he's like, oh, when people interrupt you when you're reading is so rude. And I'm like, oh, save it, sister. And then, so he'll be reading a book, and I'll walk up, and I'll go, hey, so what are you reading? I'm just on the train going to, and he's like, no, I'm fine. And I'm like, no, you gotta act like you're reading me. I'm the hot chick.
Shh, don't interrupt my book.
How dare you?
Seven successful habits of
no, his books are boring people. Like your books. Okay. His books are like, oh, the seven ways, the judicial branch. And I'm like, oh, snooze. I read garbage. That's what's supposed to be. I don't want to get any smarter when I read. I want to get titillated.
There you go, Colin.
You're welcome. That was really funny. Okay. I think we're good.
I think we podcasted.
I think we're good, and this is an homage to all the... this last half was an homage to all the moms that are trying to survive.
Yeah.
If you want to get on your phone and not look at your kids while they're on social media, just...
If you want to do something you shouldn't be doing while your kids are on the internet doing stuff they shouldn't be doing.
Turn up the volume on Hot Guys Reading. That's it. Bye. Thanks.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.